Hurricane Web Update News. I'm Lorelai Hineen, and it's 9:02. Shell Oil wrapped up its exploratory drilling season in the Arctic yesterday. As promised, not a drop of oil was spilled in the process, but not a drop was drilled either. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports Shell only started drilling in early September, which limited the number of wells the company was able to complete this season. But Shell spokesperson Curtis Smith says the Arctic Challenger is ready for next summer.
So our intention is to literally pick up where we left off. We're actually leaving anchors at both of our prospects. So when the sea ice retreats, hopefully in July of 2013, we can get back on those well sites, make the most of the time that we have, and drill to the objective.
Whether that happens as smoothly as Shell hopes is contingent on a number of things going according to plan. The company faces potential legal battles over proposed revisions to its air quality permits. For this drilling season, the Environmental Protection Agency effectively waived some of the requirements of the permit, but formal revisions are still working their way through the public process. Smith says Shell is not concerned about the potential for litigation. In the long term, Smith says the company is looking ahead to 2015, when the company's leases in the Arctic start to expire. For now, the Noble Discoverer drill rig is already on its way south. In fact, it's offshore of Nome at this point. Harbor Master Joy Baker says they are doing a crew change in Nome. 60 people will come off the drill rig and will be on their way to the airport today. The Kulik will be on its way in a few days, headed for Unalaska, where it will remain docked for the winter. Governor Sean Parnell appointed three individuals from Western Alaska to statewide councils on Wednesday. Shishmaref's Albert Ningaluk joined the Alaska Commission on Aging, which supports and studies the needs of older Alaskans. Ningaluk has extensive experience in his community and is currently the vice chair of the Shishmaref Elders Committee. Additionally, Ningaluk is the Shishmaref delegate to the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative and served 15 years in the Army National Guard. Irma Goodwin and Elizabeth Lee were reappointed by Parnell to the statewide Independent Living Council. The council advocates for those with disabilities to live autonomously by providing services to independent living facilities, in addition to reviewing state guidelines. Both Goodwin and Lee are from Bethel. Marsh Chamberlain from New Hampshire is a documentary filmmaker, and his current project touches on one of the heaviest issues in rural Alaska, suicide. The film is called We Breathe Again. Thoughts of the feature-length documentary began when his cousin, Nathan Agarok, who grew up in Elam, went to the East Coast for a visit a number of years ago. A conversation they had during that visit stuck with Chamberlain.
I was really struck by his descriptions of Alaska and his explanation of how hunting defined him as an Alaska Native man.
But Nathan also spoke about the heartbreak of losing two childhood friends to suicide.
How that dramatically impacted his community and his life. So then he shared his desire for wanting, you know, to make a difference, and that became the source of my inspiration, really, to make this film.
So he started filming in Western Alaska. He then met Yvonne Peter in 2010. Peter filled out the puzzle, having worked and continuing to work on suicide prevention programs throughout the state of Alaska. Chamberlain and Peter did some production work earlier this year and have more scheduled for this winter and into next year. A Gwich'in Athabaskan from Arctic Village, Peter says it's important for the film producers and directors to understand the sensitivity of the topic of suicide.
Because we're addressing, you know, a really heavy, deep topic that's impacted pretty much every Alaska Native person across the state, and we want to make sure that the film that we're producing is reflecting real stories, real life situation, but also providing inspiration and hope, you know, and insight in what we're trying to do to build this wellness movement, this healing movement among our people.
Peter says that he believes in this film and the project because in order to heal as an Alaskan Native community, awareness needs to come first.
People will be able to learn to see how other Alaskan Native people have managed to work through some of those hardships and how they've transformed their life. And I hope that that provides both insight and inspiration for others to also be able to follow that path. Because it's absolutely needed right now. I mean, we've had enough suffering among our people, enough loss of our people, and I think it's really time for us to step up, to play our part in living healthier and being able to be of support to others around us.
Chamberlain and Peter say they have and will have enough footage to create other projects for not simply film purposes, but outreach purposes as well. Their goal is to complete the feature-length documentary We Breathe Again in early June of 2013, and they hope to apply to film festivals in the U.S. and throughout the world. To hear more about the project filmed right here in Western Alaska, listen to Profiles after this newscast and the weather, and also the 6 p.m. weather. Bummy Was playing a free concert this Saturday in Nome. The tribal funk band is playing a series of free concerts throughout Western Alaska this month, thanks to GCI. GCI is presenting the concert series to celebrate its 30th year in business. GCI customer service representative Vanessa Connors.
It's our 30-year anniversary, and it was just kind of GCI's way of giving back to the community after 30 years.
Bumyo will perform music from their new album called Side A, Side B, their first new album since 2005. Bumyo member Philip Blanchett.
The music that we're going to be performing is going to be all from our new album, Side A, Side B. The first disc is just drums and vocals to respect our traditional instrumentation. And then the second disc is the same songs, the different versions that have a broad array of different instruments, from rhythm section to horn and string and African kora, all these different instruments. So it's very fun.
Nome is the last stop on Bumyo's GCI tour. GCI kicked off the tour with a signing event at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage in mid-October. GCI then hosted free concerts in Bethel and Kotzebue last week and will present free Bumyo concerts in Dillingham and Nome this weekend. Bumyo's Philip Blanchett says he's excited to return to Nome.
We just look forward to seeing everybody in Nome, and we have a lot of great friends, and it's always a good time, so come on out to the school, and we're going to have a great time, and we're really excited about our album, and we'll see you there.
The concert will start this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Nome Elementary School. GCI is also hosting a Bumyo meet and greet before the event at 6 o'clock that evening. You can stop by the GCI store this week to pick up a free meet and greet ticket. A smog-like haze that hung over part of Alaska's Kodiak Island this week was courtesy of a volcanic eruption 100 years ago. The National Weather Service says strong winds and a lack of snow Tuesday helped stir up ash from the 1912 eruption of Nova Rupta, the largest volcanic blast of the 20th century. This week, ash from the volcano drifted to about 4,000 feet. It traveled over the Shelikof Strait and across Kodiak Island, prompting an aviation alert. Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hagenbuck says the event isn't unheard of, but isn't very common either. When Nova Rupta erupted in June of 1912, it spit ash as high as 100,000 feet above the sparsely populated Katmai region, covering the remote valley to depths to 700 feet. The price of gold in New York is down $2.80 an ounce to $1,718.40, an ounce of silver up 10 cents to $32.46, and a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed at 8:43 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. Unofficially, 21 degrees at the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.